Listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a very, very special show tonight. First of all, it's about prostate cancer. And we've talked about prostate cancer over the years quite a bit on this show because it's an important discussion. I was at the Nutritional and Ketosis Therapeutic Conference in Tampa, Florida a couple of weeks ago. And you all know about that because we talked about it already. And I had the wonderful opportunity to meet a guy named Eric Remensberger, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him on right now. How you doing, Eric?
I'm good, Carl. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, my pleasure. And so Eric and I were actually standing in front of the Dry Farms wine, keto wine booth, sipping dry wine, and we just started talking, and when I heard his story, I thought, I've got to have him on the show, because without Eric even knowing about the Superhuman Nation, he's actually one of us superhumans because he was diagnosed with prostate cancer and he did anything but just follow the physician's standard of care guidelines. And quite frankly, 7 months later is now cancer free. So I figured he had a good message to share with the audience. Hey, so tell the audience the beginning. Where does this journey start? Do you develop symptoms first? Did you go to the doctor, or was it just a routine checkup that this was?
No, actually, let me just go back just a tiny bit. I don't want to spend a ton of time on the past, but I think it's kind of relevant to see where I was when I was originally diagnosed. I moved to California from New York in 1995, and before that I had no interest in health or fitness. And after landing in Los Angeles then, I kind of got on this crazy path where I quit smoking cigarettes and I stopped my binge drinking and I just really cleaned myself up. And I started off as a gin rat, kind of doing the usual routine, which is kind of the low-fat, high-protein, Myoplex shake after every workout, that sort of thing. And I went to the gym every day for an hour and a half, and I got physically very fit, but I had kind of chronic health problems. And so I teamed up with a doctor of Chinese medicine, and he and I started this holistic center. And that got me started on this whole path. And so that was about 20 years ago. And since then, or 17 years ago, since then, I've just done a deep dive into everything related to health and fitness. And I was on that path for some period of time before I got diagnosed with prostate cancer. And the way it all started, because I kind of viewed myself as a biohacker, my diet had evolved over that period of time from kind of the TCO, or traditional Chinese medicine diet, to kind of a more of a vegetarian plant-based diet, to a raw paleo diet, believe it or not, which was promoted by a guy named Ajanus Vanaplana.
Oh, I've had him on the show years ago. Him and Randy Roach. We've done so many shows on raw food eating. I mean, I'm talking about raw chicken, raw beef,
raw eggs, raw milk. Yeah. I mean, he actually had dinner at my house a few times, and I was a big fan of that and did that for a while. And then I moved into more of a traditional paleo and into now a fully ketogenic diet. And I actually started experimenting with ketosis before I got sick. And so now we can kind of fast forward to that, what happened. I was at the Paleo FX conference in Austin, Texas last spring, and I was, you know, attending all the booths and having a great time, and I was actually staying in a house rented by Todd White right across the street from the convention center, and I started having trouble urinating, and I started having spasms in my bladder. Mm. It got to be very uncomfortable, and I really had no urine flow at all, and my bladder was just having a hard time. And I hadn't seen a doctor in probably 10 years. I didn't have a PSA. I don't think I ever had a PSA test before this. So when I arrived back in L.A. after the conference, I went to see I just looked in Google, and I found a local doctor and had some blood work done, and he checked me out. And my blood work came in fine, except my PSA level was 21.1.
Yeah, and really, for those who don't know, the range should be well under 1 for a healthy prostate. I think they say under 5 is acceptable, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and he also did a digital exam and said, you better see a urologist right away. I think you may have prostate cancer.
Either that, or you sat on a grapefruit and you didn't know, and now you don't know where it is anymore, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So are you freaking out at this point? Are you thinking
I'm absolutely freaking out. Yeah. I'm absolutely freaking out. A good friend of mine, I've turned into a yogi recently, and he's a friend of mine for yoga. He's actually a well-known urologist here in where I live, and so he agreed to see me, and I went into his office, and he kind of did his magic with his ultrasound and his digital examination. He said, you know, we have to run a full set of tests to tell you for sure, but I think you have cancer. And I was always of the view of they're all mistaken. I'm way too healthy to have cancer. This is something else. This is not cancer. It's benign prostate hyperplasia or BPH.
Right.
And not cancer. And so I had the bone scan done. I had an MRI done. I had a biopsy done. The biopsy test kind of came in last. And I remember sitting on the couch watching television when the test results came in, and he said, and I answered the phone. It was 8 o'clock at night. I picked up the phone. He said, look, the test results are in. You have stage 4 prostate cancer.
Bam. Wow, you went right to the top.
Yes, and your Gleason score is 9, which is extremely aggressive. And you can see from some of the scans that my lymph nodes in the area were all extremely enlarged. My prostate was 2.5 to 3 times its normal size, and that's why I couldn't urinate. And so he referred me to an oncologist, and I went to see the oncologist. Of course, the first thing they do, as you know, is they put you on this androgen deprivation therapy.
This is a horrible medieval thing to do to men. Before we go there, I have to inject something here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you and I were talking, I shared with you that we had done a couple shows. I actually did a TV show on this when I was doing Superhuman Television. I had done two radio interviews about this many years ago. The linkage between orgasm and protecting the prostate from prostate cancer. And you said to me, and now we got to share this on the
air. Yeah, I'm going to share this because I think this is really relevant.
Oh, no, this is so important. This is so important. You know what the funny thing about this is? This is such an easy thing for doctors to talk to their male patients about. Like, hey, your prostate's in great shape. Right. You need to make sure you have plenty of orgasm. What's plenty, doc? I don't know. At least one a week, maybe two a week, you know, whatever you got to do to achieve that, because this is what keeps you from getting prostate cancer. If every man in the world knew that, he would facilitate that to happen to avoid getting prostate cancer. So you and I talked about that. You looked at me and you said, it was a time of my life where I was celibate.
Yes, and it was for 4 years. I did not have sex. I probably masturbated, I don't know, maybe in that 4-year period, maybe a half a dozen times. So this is actually testament to what you just said. But let's kind of focus on the prostate generally, because we're going to probably have a chance to touch a little bit on the whole cause of cancer, this whole idea of there being some sort of blockage of energy. Is the prostate, as a gland, is not only it's the source of all procreative energy or sexual energy, but it's also the source of all protocreative energy. So in that same 4-year window of time when I was not having sex, I was also not feeling like I had kind of a drive to get out of bed and go out and conquer the world.
Right.
You know, that kind of passion, purpose side of things. And I think it's a combination of those two things for that extended period of time that really was the cause of the energetic blockage that created the cancer in the first place.
Well, now I want to reduce it to evolutionary medicine, because I am a huge proponent of evolutionary medicine. And the fact that doctors don't pay attention to evolution as part of their learning, mm-hmm, and continued education once they are doctors, to me, is an atrocity. Okay, so as any being on this planet, we have one job, and that is to maintain the trajectory of the species. Everything that we do, Maslow's laws came after. Everything that we do has to do with being on the planet long enough to procreate and then exit. That's what this is all about. Every gene, every cell in your body, that is job one. Everything else is an if. That's the only have to. And with that being the case, when the prostate, the purpose of the prostate is to produce semen and some other fluids in order to procreate and keep the trajectory of the species going. When you stop using it, it's going to malfunction. It's like if you were to put your arm in a cast for 10 years, do you think you could take that cast off and just go, oh, my arm's fine? No, your arm will have withered, and there's a good chance you'll never use your arm again. So from an evolutionary perspective, Using your prostate often and frequently throughout your life for a man will maintain its health if you just look at it from an evolutionary perspective. That's what I just want to throw out there.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And another way to look at it, and this is probably a little kind of microscopic view of your macro picture you just painted, and that is, I mean, just think about kind of life generally, life force generally. If there's movement, it retains its vitality. So you constantly have to have this kind of ebb and flow of life. And when there's stagnation, that's when you have putrefaction, you have fungal growth, you have all sorts of problems that are created. So, you know, even if you look at kind of at a more kind of more focused level, you'll see that this is really important, that you constantly maintain this energetic flow. In fact, if I could just jump ahead a little bit,
please.
I know your audience is very familiar with kind of the whole Warburg effect,
right?
Which is something we spent a lot of time discussing when we were in Tampa with the folks there, and I think everyone at that conference, and I'm clearly in that camp, are of the view that cancer is not a cause by a genetic mutation.
No.
Or DNA damage is caused by this kind of lack of respiration, improper respiration.
It's metabolic in nature.
Clearly a metabolic in nature disease. But I've also, you know, after I got diagnosed with cancer, you know, my initial, going back to your question, my initial response was, of course, was shock. I just couldn't believe it. And when I kind of came out of that state, I just did a really deep dive. And I just had to, because I took this passion I had for health and wellness and decided that now I really had something I could sink my teeth into. And I just read like crazy. I probably read 17 books, I think 17 books in the 21 days after I got diagnosed. And one of the books I stumbled upon was by a guy named Wilhelm Reich, who was around about the same time Warburg was around. They're both German. And he did some studies on kind of the origins of cancer as well. And he kind of came to the exact same conclusion, but he actually brought it back a few steps. And he said that there's this kind of constant ebb and flow of life, that all life has this expansion and contraction. It's this pulsation. It happens at the cellular level. It happens within your heart. It happens within peristalsis in your intestines. In fact, your whole autonomic nervous system is constantly expanding and contracting. And what he found is that people that have a tendency or end up developing cancer typically have an autonomic nervous system that's in a contracting phase, not an expanding phase. And when that happens, you have this kind of putrefaction. You call it T. bacilli gets formed within your cells. It ultimately comes, when it goes through its full process, it becomes cancer. And so cancer or a tumor is really the very late stages of what we might call this disease. It's actually the symptom, not the cause. And so going back to this whole issue about, you know, how can we address this disease? You really got to look at Western medicine, obviously, is focused on destruction of the tumor itself. So it's really drilling down on kind of the symptom, but not, which is typical, I think, of a lot of conventional medical theories generally. I mean, I think conventional medicine's great if you have an acute condition, but not so great if you have a metabolic disease. You really want to get to the underlying cause. And so I think if you look at both the Warburg effect and the work of Wilhelm Reich and a lot of other folks, you'll see that there is really kind of this long-standing degeneration of cells that ultimately turn into this kind of, these cells are no longer able to respirate properly, and that's when they turn to the fermentation process, which everyone's kind of familiar with.
Talk, just briefly, the autonomic nervous system being on a contraction instead of expanding and contracting in this oscillatory effect, it's always in this contracted. Are we talking about like you're very uptight, you're one of these people who is tense? Are we talking about the reaction to stress when we talk about that?
Yes, that's I think a very obvious manifestation of it. It could actually be just in a certain segment of your body. I mean, you might have had a really traumatic experience as a youth and have some sort of blockage in your chest or in your stomach or in your lungs, you know, in different parts of your body. And, you know, those are more subtle, harder to kind of get a sense for. But obviously, if you meet somebody who's really stiff and contracted, you can kind of see it as a physical outward manifestation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you got this diagnosis. You go home. You start devouring books. How did you assemble your approach to what you would do? Did you include your physician? And was your physician interested in hearing what you had to say? I want to cover that when we come back from the break. Okay?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. I'd love to get into that.
All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Super Humor Radio. I am fumbling around with buttons here as usual. I'm like the affable professor. We'll be right back, Steve.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Eric Remensperger is the man on the mission, and the mission is to not only share his story about beating his own prostate cancer, but also cancer in general. And he's going to have a website, Facebook pages, and lots of other ways for people to interact with him to share his story. But also, He's digging into a lot of science, a lot of information. So he could actually be a frontline person to get information about cancer if you know someone who is dealing with that. So when you go to your doctor, first of all, how do you assemble what to take away from which books?
Well, that's a really good question. I think you have to have, as an attorney, the fortunate thing is I kind of, as an attorney, I'm always looking at context. And when you look at things from the perspective of context, you can kind of see a lot of the fallacy behind what passes itself off as, you know, cause and effect. You know, a lot of these studies that are done kind of are based on statistical analyses of results based on control versus test subjects. And, you know, some of this, I'm sure there's a lot of truth there, but a lot of it is, that I think is pawned off as truth is actually nothing more than hypotheses. And you also, and I mean, this is kind of, that's a very broad question. I don't want to get too broad in my answer, but you can also say that a lot of the, what I call, you know, alternative treatment or function, I like to call it functional medicine because alternative, it's really not an alternative, but the functional medicine side of this whole equation doesn't have the benefit of all that science behind it. So you really have to kind of really look at the context there and see, okay, historically, has that worked? Have the empirical studies been done? What is my own experience of it? But I'd say that kind of the number one guidepost for me really was just to understand the nature and origin of the disease. Because to me, unless you can kind of step back to that level, all you're doing is just throwing more paint on a picture that's already been painted.
Well, and then you can actually apply critical thinking, right? If you understand the disease, the etiology of the disease, then you can apply critical thinking. When someone says, well, ADT, and we're not talking about the alarm company, folks, we're talking about androgen deprivation therapy, one of the most horrible things you can do to a man, to chemically castrate him, that what they do is they use long-acting gonadotropin-releasing hormones.
Yes.
They inject you with them for about 2 to 3 days. Your testosterone levels rage. In fact, men talk about the first couple of days. They're like, wow, this is what he was telling me about? This feels great. I can live with this like this. Then around day four and day five, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and the Leydig cells in the testes, they just go, we're done. We can't produce any more testosterone. Stop asking us to. So they shut down. And within a week's time of being on ADT, you're producing the amount of testosterone that an 11-year-old girl produces. And even then, men start to feel weary, but they go, well, this isn't the worst thing in the world if it's going to cure my prostate cancer. But give it a few weeks, months, and quite often, I know a guy who's been on ADT for years. He went from being a lean, fit-looking older man to a guy with a distended stomach. He shuffles through the gym. His hair got all gray. He looks terrible. It's a terrible, I mean, more men die from the side effects, the unwanted side effects of ADT than the prostate cancer that they were trying to rid themselves of.
Yeah, that's true for a lot of the cancer treatments. That's absolutely true, Carl, for a lot of cancer treatments. But let me just be clear to the audience too. There's two ways you address this, what they call, some doctors call it chemical castration, but that sounds a little too harsh, so they use ADT. It sounds better than chemical castration. But before they had these drugs, they would literally castrate men that had prostate cancer as a way of addressing the prostate cancer to kind of shut down the testosterone. But they have you take Casodex pills for a period of 3 weeks or so before you get your first Lupron shot. And there's different versions of Lupron, which is the injection that actually turns off the production of testosterone. The Casodex pills, what that drug does is it shuts off the receptors. So even though you're still producing testosterone, your body doesn't recognize it. And I did both. I did Casodex initially, and then I did Lupron, and I cycled off a Lupron, and we'll get into kind of my test results and the whole history of it all. But I think a lot of people that are taking these androgen deprivation therapy drugs should know, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't give medical advice, but you can go on PubMed and you can talk to your doctor about this, that there's no reason not to cycle off of those drugs. In other words, they don't show there's any efficacious benefit to people that don't want to address cancer using other modalities, but tests do show that there's no harm in doing so, and I think it would be a good idea for any of your listeners who might be struggling with prostate cancer who are on androgen deprivation therapy to talk to their doctor about cycling off and cycling on so they can get around some of these adverse effects of taking in mind. You know, I had hot flashes, you know, I had sore joints. I mean, there's certain things that everyone has when you're taking that drug.
You know, I did that to myself by accident. In 2005, I think it was, I was using transdermal aromatase inhibitors along with performance-enhancing drugs, and I started using very, very high doses of the aromatase inhibitors, and what I basically did was I shut down production of my own testosterone in combination with the PEDs, and when I got off the PEDs, I couldn't produce testosterone. I went through menopause. I would type in my symptoms, and I would end up at a website like Power Surge, which is a woman's website where all they do is talk about the symptoms of their horrible menopause. And all of the symptoms they had, I was going through. Anxiety, insomnia, cold. One night I went to the hospital with a body temperature of 94. And the doctor said, what have you done? And I told, he didn't even understand what I did. They just kept me on the observation. After I was there for about 3.5 hours, my body temperature started going back up. And they said, okay, you can go home. All those symptoms, women suffer through menopause. Men don't care. They go, oh, come on. It's in your head. No, that stuff is horrible. And they do that to men when they give them ADT.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But to get back to your original question about kind of how do you go about deciding what the right protocol, what the right treatment is, I think one of the things everyone should do who gets diagnosed with cancer, obviously, is assemble the right team. And that to me meant, and I interviewed several, I only saw one urologist who I still see now, who I think the world of, but I interviewed several oncologists. I actually went to different clinics. I got in a plane and I flew out to Phoenix, and I travel around to kind of see what's out there and visit some of these clinics that are doing some of the alternative treatments and trying to get a sense. And I did see some patterns, because I think in the functional medicine community, there are some kind of pretty clear guidelines that the doctors like to prescribe. And they go to conferences and they get their continuing education credits and learn about some of this stuff. But, selecting a doctor, I think you need to find someone who is willing to work with you and not just dictate to you. Because the doctor only has a limited amount of attention when you think about it. Even the best doctor in the world is only going to be spending a short period of time with you, kind of going over your conditions, looking at your lab results and deciding what the right treatment is. And then they're off to the next patient, and this is the rest of your life. I mean, this is your life on the line. So you really have to kind of, get into the weeds and figure out what works for you.
Did you have any physicians that you interviewed with when you told them the things that you wanted to do, or they got a glimpse of the fact that you were doing your own research, that they tried to disarm you from going in that direction and follow the medical orthodoxy's approach?
Yeah, there were a few oncologists that were kind of top in their field that really kind of tried to dissuade me strongly from doing anything but what they wanted me to do, chemotherapy in addition to the ADT. And, they were giving me these numbers like if you do the chemotherapy in conjunction with ADT, it'll extend your lifespan by 7 months. And I would just kind of stare them down and say, are you serious? I mean, how do you know when someone would have died? And how can you set a, you can't isolate human beings and put them in a cage and have them all genetically identical, bred to be genetically identical, and have them fed the same thing and sleep the same way and do the same exercise, and then say, oh, this one change in your protocols is going to have this impact in your life. That was one.
Did they get angry at you when you challenged?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then,
folks, if you've not challenged a doctor and then left his office, you don't know what it really feels like to win. There is nothing better than saying to your doctor, I really don't think you're right about this. I'm going to get another opinion and leave, because it completely disarms them, because all they've been told through school and through their interactions with every other sheeple out there is that you're God. I'm going to listen to you. You're always right.
Yeah. And I think people want that. There's a natural human inclination to say, look, I'm putting myself into your hands. I'm trusting you to do the right thing. And I don't think the doctors are necessarily bad people, but they have very limited perspective on things.
Yep.
I mean, they're really, really focused. And every time I would sit down to talk to an oncologist, and I met some radiologists as well, because, of course, the radiologists would push in radiation, and the oncologists would push into chemotherapy. And oh, by the way, I don't know if your listeners are aware of this, but, I think cancer treatment is the only medical treatment where the doctor actually sells you the drugs.
And it's
a financial incentive as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because a doctor pays about $800 for a dose of cisplatin, but he'll charge you and your insurance company somewhere around $5,000 for that treat, quote-unquote, treatment.
Right.
And he does it in office, so he keeps all that money himself.
That's right.
So yeah, no, I know, right. I know.
And I also actually when my functional doctor, I actually hunted down because I wanted to try a specific treatment that only these doctors I think really understood. There's this whole branch of medicine in Germany that was, I think it's called anthroposophical medicine. I don't know if they still use that. There might be a different term for it. And they have a kind of an Iskador or mistletoe derivative treatment, in which they use quite common. It's used very, you know, frequently in Germany. Almost every cancer treatment, whether they use, you know, in conjunction with conventional or separate from conventional, involves the use of this Iskador. And what it does is it fires up your immune system. I'm not, you know, I think Iskador is just one of many components. But I was hunting for a doctor where I can build that into my protocols, and I found one, and I just adopted her as my functional doctor. And so when I go into her office, I literally am telling her, and she's great, but you know she's giving me IV vitamin C, and I'd say, okay, have we tested my blood? I want to see what my levels are. I want to make sure I'm in the therapeutic range, etc. And so these doctors, you know, as bright as they are and as talented as they are and as well-meaning as they are, there's only a limited amount of attention they can give you, getting back to what I said earlier. So you really have to kind of take charge yourself. But I'd say overall my treatments were focused mostly on kind of my theories of cancer, going back to this kind of the original origins of cancer.
I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what you did specifically.
Okay.
And how you gauged the results as you traveled through this journey and where you are now. So those are the three things we're going to hit when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
We're talking with Eric Remensperger about how he cured his own prostate cancer. So plug your website, your Facebook page. Where will people find you when they're listening to this?
Yeah, podcast? The website is questtocurecancer.com. And I'd love if your listeners would sign up. I haven't decided if it's going to be subscription based. My goal is to get this thing up and running in the next 6 weeks from the time that we're doing this interview. And anybody who signs up early would obviously be grandfathered in. My guess is I'm just going to do it for the entire world and let people have access to this information. And my social media sites will all be at Quest to Cure.
Okay.
Just leave off the word cancer.
Okay. So, what specifically did you do? What was your protocol?
Well, the first thing I did is I did a week-long water fast, actually 8 days. I wanted to do 10, but after the 8th day, my body said it's time to eat.
Isn't that funny? I had Thomas Seyfried on the show, and I said to him, Dr. Seyfried, I said, what would you do if you were diagnosed with cancer today? He goes, well, the first thing I do is fast for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, the reason I did that is because I was really wanted to do kind of a cleanse. And I experimented with a cleanse that involved, you know, cayenne pepper, lemon juice, and maple syrup. And I took one glass of that stuff, and I went into sugar coma and decided I would just be better off doing just a water fast. But I really wanted to clean my system out as quickly as I could. And I was already dabbling in ketosis, so, you know, raising my ketone levels and having the opportunity to hear about Dom D'Agostino's work and Tom Seyfried's work and wanting to be in kind of a more therapeutic range of ketosis was my kind of dietary goal. And we probably don't have time on the show to get into it, but you and I had an opportunity to kind of get exposed to some new science that concerns kind of hydrogen within the cellular structure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And deuterium. And there's I'm sure, going to be a lot of science there, but I think high-fat diets tend to lower your deuterium levels generally, which also what this really does is just helps the mitochondria function. I mean, most of what we're doing is really to kind of strengthen and benefit the exchange of electrons and the healthiness of the mitochondria. And so most of what I focused on kind of fell into those baskets. So, and this is actually consistent with this whole concept of PA bionics, which Wilhelm Reich talked about, this orgone energy, which we get from sun, food, water, and really oxygen. So my protocols included sunlight, lots of sunlight, far infrared sauna and light therapy, getting your fungus under control, which we can talk a little bit about. But
I want to know how you, because I'm doing that right now, quite frankly. So
are you? Okay. Yeah. I'm taking nystatin, which is a prescription drug.
Right.
And the only reason I don't feel uncomfortable taking it is because it was prescribed to me by my functional doctor, who said anybody, and this is good for your listeners to know, and again, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I'm told, and I've heard it from more than one doctor, anybody who has cancer below the diaphragm, which is clearly prostate cancer fits into that realm, should be on antifungal medication for the rest of their life. You just want to keep the fungus under control.
I mean, there's other ways to keep fungus under control, but so here's what I'm doing.
Move to Arizona.
Yes, someplace arid. I'm doing a round of Diflucan first.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to do the nystatin.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just doing a low-dose nystatin. I just do it every day. But I think, you know, this kind of oxygenation is really, to me, one of the major healing elements that you want to incorporate into your regime.
So how do you get more oxygen other than breathing deeply?
Obviously hyperbaric oxygen. And in fact, you know, I just listened to the interview of Andrew that you had from the conference, and he talked about, you know, the metastasis that was going on with his cancer, and how it seemed to be kind of completely put down by the hyperbaric oxygen. I started doing hyperbaric oxygen 3 days a week in addition to my ketogenic diet, and I scaled it down to two, and now I'm doing it once a week, just to force oxygen into the cellular structure. I also do daily ozone rectal insufflation, which is, you want to get ozone into your system, because ozone, which is that third molecule of oxygen, is extremely toxic, not only to cancer, but to fungus.
And, remember when ozone generators were all the rage back in the early 2000s?
I do.
There were like MLMs out there that were selling ozone generators, and everybody's house smelled like a swamp.
Yeah, this actually hook up an oxygen tank too, and it you know, you fill up a little bladder, and you actually stick a catheter in your Netherlands, and you just squeeze the bladder, all the ozone out, and kind of hold it in as long as you can.
Right.
Hydrogen peroxide, you know, I do 8 drops of 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Really? Tell me about
aloe vera. Well, you know, this is something that I stumbled on recently, because I know there's a lot of discussion in the cancer, in the functional cancer community, amongst lay people especially, I think less so amongst the practitioners, about the importance of pH. And I really was doing a deep dive in that, and I kind of just stumbled on hydrogen peroxide as part of that. And hydrogen peroxide is just another way of creating a toxic environment for your unhealthy cells and a very kind of strengthening environment for your healthy cells.
Really? Right? So how many drops of food? Of
I put grade? 8. You have to get food grade hydrogen peroxide. Is really important. It's got to be food grade.
Oh, it can't be the stuff
and
that you buy.
You want to
put
take
on
too
your
much because it's very strong, very powerful stuff.
Okay.
And so I dilute 8 drops in 8 ounces of aloe vera juice. And I drink it, and I kind of have the same feeling I have after I drink some fresh, you know, if I juice, you know, some celery and cucumbers and cabbage, you know, that you get this little kind of lift.
Really?
When you do that, and I think it's just the quality of the oxygenation within your system when you do that, right?
Interesting. I know I've heard of people using hydrogen peroxide, but I never heard it explained before.
Yeah, and I'm still doing. I mean, a lot of this stuff I'm going to have blog posts on, specific blog posts on, so people get a better sense for it. And I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. So if someone has done a really kind of deep dive into the benefits of far infrared saunas, for example, I would just link to that piece.
Right.
So people can really have access to the same information that I had access to. I also do some exercise with oxygen therapy, which is a machine that basically has a giant bladder. And you hook up an oxygen generator to it, and you fill it. It's not pure oxygen.
Right, 32%.
It's like 85%.
Oxygen. Oh, is that what it is? Okay. I thought it was just like it's a hyperoxic environment, so they just nudge normal normoxia up a little bit, right?
Yes, but what you do with this machine is you also wear a mask, and it has a switch attached to the toes that turns off the oxygen and mimics high altitude. So you get that oxygen deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it forces your capillaries to open up because they're starved for oxygen. You're doing this while you're exercising, so you do it on an incumbent.
But wouldn't exercising to the point where you're gasping for air and breathing heavy do a similar thing?
Well, it does until you throw the switch the other way, and now you're getting this high content of oxygen into your cells. So it floods your system once you throw that switch,
mm-hmm.
right? So you go from this kind of oxygen deprived to an oxygen enriched environment. This is a brand new, I don't think there's only one company or two companies out there that sell this thing. And so there really, it hasn't been used long enough to say exactly what the efficacy is, but I just look at the science and I look at the theories behind it, and it fits within my general view of kind of how cancer comes about in the first place. And it doesn't have any harmful consequences other than the fact that while you're on your treadmill or your Stairmaster, you're wearing a mask.
Right.
That's the only adverse consequence. Then you know, I would try it. You know, proper hydration, diet, obviously. These are all things that I think people should do generally.
And keto is the way you eat, right?
I'm keto, but I'm very high vegetable content keto. So I have a lot of vegetables, but I also have a lot of fat and a modest amount of
now,
protein.
Now, when you started doing these different protocols specifically to arrest your prostate cancer,
right.
Did you notice that you felt better? Did you notice anything that was not necessarily your goal, but wow, this is nice...
Let me touch briefly, if I can, on kind of where I am, and, you know, because when you say cure, everybody's got cancer developing in their system all the time.
Right, but the immune system gets it out, yeah.
Yes. My PSA was 21.1 when I got diagnosed. When I got my first ADT shot, the day I got that shot, they took my blood, my PSA level was 1.86.
Wow.
So you're really in range now. It's almost like, hey, we don't need to do the ADT now.
Right. And then when I got my second shot a month later, it was 0.23. And then the third month, my third shot, I did five shots before I cycled off. My third shot, it was 0.05 or undetectable, where it's been ever since. And my urologist did an ultrasound and a digital exam. He said, your prostate feels perfectly healthy. It feels normal.
So it went from being a grapefruit to a normal-sized prostate.
Correct.
And your PSAs went from being almost 26 down to being a fraction of 1.
21.1 down to 0.05.
Okay. And so, but the reality is that the biggest jump happened before you did any ADT.
Correct.
So, do you ever think back to yourself, gee, I wonder if I really needed to do the ADT?
I don't, only because and people, you know, I'm just so thrilled with the results.
Yeah, you don't care, right?
I don't care. And I also won't let my guard down. I know you asked Andrew this question, and I'd be happy to answer the same question as kind of, you know, what is your plan going forward now that you – and I just – I don't think I could ever –
Well, that, but that speaks to – but that's actually – and I want you to answer this question before we take the break. Uh-huh. That speaks to this question. So now that you've done all of these wonderful things to arrest the cancer, and obviously the ADT is over. I saw you. You're strappingly healthy. Is it like, oh my God, I just wanted to cure my cancer, but I feel better. I have more energy. I sleep better. I mean, any other changes that you didn't expect, but they're welcome.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you really do. Well, there's two reasons for me. One is, all of a sudden, I had this really powerful passion to get this under control and to get the word out there, right? So now when I get out, when I wake up in that little interlude between when you're asleep and when you're awake, those little thoughts that flood into your
head. Right, that you have no control of, right, exactly.
You have no control. They turn into be more inspiring thoughts about what I could be doing versus stressful thoughts about what I should be doing. And, it, you know, kind of moving this ball forward. Kind of get this thing out there.
Okay.
So I'd say that's really important, but also the cleaning up my diet. I've gotten really, and I fast regularly. I fast every month for 3 days, and I do a 24-hour fast 2 or 3 days a month in addition to that, and I do intermittent fasting just about every day.
Yeah, every. So in other words, I have my last meal around 6 p.m., and I don't eat again for 16 hours, and that's generally post-workout.
Yes.
So is that an intermittent fast for you as well?
That would be my intermittent fast, yeah. Exactly. I'll have coffee with fat in it, but that's about it.
I want to talk about coffee, too, when we come back. I'm struggling with the whole idea of coffee. It's good, it's bad, but I keep thinking that it's more bad than good. And you know. But anyway, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to pick it up on the other side. There's a very, very interesting discussion. The takeaway that the listeners should get from this discussion is you have to be the steward of your own health. No one else is going to do it for you. Doctors will prescribe treatments that will rid you of a disease but leave you a wreck for the rest of your life. And it's up to you to protect yourself. Don't blame somebody else. Don't look to somebody else. Be the steward of your own health, gather the information, and have the courage of your convictions to say to your doctor, but what about this? Show them the science. And if they dig their heels in, they're not even open to listening to you, that's the sign you should be searching for another doctor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it,
You'll gain with it. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Texas. Welcome back. So we're talking with Eric Remensperger. Is it Perger or Perger?
Perger.
I'm sorry. Okay. I butcher names. It's my job.
No, I'm used to it. No, no problem at all.
So just out of curiosity, before we move on to some other discussions, Are you using Iscador now?
I am. I give myself a shot 3 days a week.
How many milligrams?
It comes in these little tiny glass vials.
Ampules.
Those little glass. A lot of European medicines they put in. I don't know how they get them in there because the glass is completely sealed, but they do.
I think if you look closely at the very, very bottom, because I used to buy testosterone Gelnica from from some Eastern Bloc country, and at the very bottom of the ampule there's a small seamer at the bottom.
I think it's 3 mL.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, because that's about the size of the syringe.
How many milligrams is that 3 mL? They come in a variety of different milligram per.
Well, this one they're lettered. You start off with A and you work your way up to the highest dose.
Yeah, so A is actually a 0.01 milligrams, and B is a 1 mg, C is 3 mg, D,
right.
And it goes
G.
All the way up.
I'm as high as they go, because you give yourself a shot until you get a reaction. So you use up all you kind of give yourself a shot. Until you get like a little bump that kind of looks like a little irritated, like a big bug bite, the size of a quarter, and it itches. Or in my case, it itched. And once you hit that dose where you get a reaction, then you just take that level.
Because that means it's activating the immune system.
Correct.
And is it sub-Q or intramuscular?
It's sub-Q.
Okay, okay. And I mean, I know that it's touted as a cancer drug, but I've also heard people say that it's good for people. Now, it's not good for people who have autoimmune disorders. Just a public service announcement that it needs to be said. People with autoimmune disorders think, oh, I need to take an immune booster. That's like sending donation money to the army that's trying to beat your army.
Exactly. Okay?
You don't want to boost your immune system if you have an autoimmune disorder. You want to weaken your immune system while you figure out why it's attacking it yourself.
And you also don't want to take an anti-inflammatory that does it by weakening your immune system if you have cancer, too. I mean, a lot of these anti-inflammatories act as a wet blanket to kind of turn down.
In fact, what few people talk about IGF-1,
right,
truthfully about cancer. IGF-1 actually has a push-pull effect on cancer. It's not only a growth factor, but it's a very, very powerful quencher of reactive oxygen species, and ROS actually can kill cancer.
Right.
So, people don't talk about that portion of IGF-1. But anyway.
That's right.
So you do still use the Iscador, and it's good stuff, huh?
It is. I experimented with a lot of things.
Notice anything? You feel different when you use the Iscador?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But I did experiment with Rick Simpson oil, and I tell you, it felt different when I was trying that stuff out.
Tell me what that is.
Rick Simpson oil is, this is the cannabis derivative. There's CBD oil, which I also have used and continue to use on a less frequent basis. Cannabidiol or CBD oil is a derivative of the hemp plant.
It has
very,
hemp.
Very small amounts of THC. It's
not psychoactive at all. We've done shows
no
on it,
impact.
And I've used it too. I don't notice anything from it, to be honest.
Right, but Rick Simpson oil is the full spectrum. You actually get the entire flower, and you distill it down into this thick, pasty
resin. Like, almost.
It's a resin. It's a total resin. If you get anything, it's hard to. You can only clean it off with oil. If you
right.
Soap and water, it has no effect at all.
Right. Get it on your teeth, and you have a brown. It looks like you've been smoking Camels for 60 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And it has shown, and interesting, there's a lot of kind of anecdotal evidence showing that it has some really powerful, efficacious results for cancer patients and other problems, too. But cancer is the one I was focused on. And I think just having done it myself, and this is based solely on N+1, I have no basis on which to come to this conclusion other than my own experience, is probably the reason why that might be the case is because think about when your body's healing. Your body's healing when it's sleeping in a deep REM sleep.
Right.
And your body's healing when you're in your parasympathetic mode. It's not healing when you can't sleep. It's not healing if you're constantly in the fight or flight mode.
Right.
And I think what Rick Simpson oil does is it helps people that have trouble sleeping get a really good, because you sleep like a rock. And it also keeps you in that parasympathetic mode. You're driving down the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, somebody cuts in front of you, and you got that THC in your blood, and you don't care.
Yeah, right. Nice car. You go, hey, nice car, man. So, yeah. You know, and it's funny because I believe that cannabis is a better alternative than alcohol, and I think it's silly that we have outlawed cannabis, and I love the idea that more and more states are now embracing cannabis. And I've always said cannabis is like an immediate vacation. You smoke a little weed, and you know, I know people don't like to smoke it. It harkens back to when we were kids in the 60s and stuff like that. So, you know, but I feel like, you know, you smoke a little weed and it's like everything is great with the world. And what's wrong with feeling that way?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with feeling that way.
Yes.
So, okay, so let's talk about something else that has to be obvious to my audience.
Uh-huh.
You have obviously had a level of success in your life that's given you the ability to do a lot of these things. This is not – insurance companies don't pay for this kind of stuff.
Correct.
So
– Yeah, that's
is this – and I – look, is this realistic for the average person to go, I've got prostate cancer, I'm going to do all these things – that I'm going to learn from Eric's website, and I'm going to foot the bill myself. Is it possible for the average person to do these things?
Well, let's. There's two components to that question. The first one is obviously a huge one that we all struggle with, and that's the fact that here in the United States, the insurance companies don't pay for any of the functional care, right? They only pay for standard of care.
They don't even pay for the things that they're supposed to pay for. I went for surgery. I ended up paying almost $2,000. They ended up paying $243.
Yeah.
Because everything else got written off that they were supposed to pay.
Oh, I know. And it's crazy. I hear stories about, for example, hyperbaric oxygen. I pay $100 a session, and the insurance company gets billed several thousand dollars if it's part of standard of care for the same exact session. So leaving all that aside, to get back to your question, I think the bigger issue really is time. Cash is – money is obviously a concern if people can't afford it. But I'd say that, you know, you don't necessarily need to buy an infrared sauna and EWAT machine in order to get the benefit. I mean, the sun is free.
Yeah, you know, and the sun is very, very powerful.
The sun is very powerful. If you can get some clean spring water in a glass bottle delivered to your house, that's going to cost you money, and maybe you don't have, you know, the $100 a month that would
cost. Yeah, but there are good filters out there. There's a company in California called Clearly Filtered. These two brothers started the company.
Right.
They make an amazing water pitcher filter that's cheap. It's like $40, and it removes everything, even pharmaceutical drugs. The filter was originally designed by for NASA's use on the space shuttle, and the guy who developed it never truly sold the patent to NASA, and so when he went off on his own, he sold it to these two brothers.
Nice.
Clearly filtered. It's a great – you know what? It's a cheap way to have really good water.
Yeah, so there are workarounds for people that don't have – but I think the bigger challenge is, can you take time off from work? Because my biggest challenge was how to fit all this stuff into my time, into my day. Because if I tried to do every single thing that I stumbled upon as a protocol, my calendar was completely booked. I mean, when you're getting a vitamin C IV drip and you're getting 75 IUs, you're sitting in that chair for 3 hours. When you go to hyperbaric oxygen, you got to drive there, you got to get in the chamber. It takes a while to get to pressure. Then you're in the chamber for an hour. You know, those. If I'm doing those two things, say, twice or three times a week, you don't really have a lot of time. Plus your diet, you're preparing your food, you know, all these other things. You're making a lot of the stuff that I make, that I, you know, everything I eat, pretty much I make. It's rare for me to eat out, although I do on occasion in social occasions. But the food I eat at home, I prepare myself, so I know exactly what it is I'm getting. And so time to me is the bigger hit. If you got to be able to cut out that period of time, and you don't have to necessarily do that for the rest of your life, but you're going to do it for 2 or 3 months just to get things under control.
So today you are considered cancer free, right?
Well, my urologist says you are technically in full remission, but I haven't had a new MRI, which I will, just to confirm that. But I, you know, my PSA level is zero, my symptoms are zero. There's no evidence when he does the ultrasound scan. All my lymph nodes are back to normal. Everything appears to be kind of.
When you got off the ADT, did it take a while for your body to bounce back from that suppression of testosterone?
Yes, but I was doing. There's three different dosages. There's one you take every 6 months. There's one you do quarterly, and there's one you do monthly, and I opted for the monthly dose.
That makes sense. Yeah, and that wears off faster.
It wears off faster, and it's just a lower dose. If you just look at how much is in there, why would you give yourself, you know, 90 milligrams when you can get 10?
Right.
Of whatever that stuff is.
Did you feel sick afterwards after you got the shot?
No, I didn't. You do feel sore. You feel muscle soreness because that is intramuscular.
Right.
And so you do have a soreness, and they give it to you either in the butt or in your shoulder. And you will be sore for a day or two afterwards.
I want to take our last commercial break. I'm actually keeping you over longer because this is a really important discussion, and I have a couple more questions for you. Can you stay with me?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe
believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor Axel.
Yo, crack the door.
Professor Axel.
Welcome back. Talking with Eric Remensberger. We're talking about how he cured his own prostate cancer. And clearly, if you're listening to the earlier portion of the interview, by the time he was done doing the things that he was doing, the most dramatic drop in his PSAs occurred. Way, way, way bigger drop than anything that the ADT did. And I often would wonder, as I asked him, you know, do you think you could have done it without the ADT? I have a funny feeling you could have, but you know what? I think that it's... It is derelict to not look at some things that could work, and he had his own modifications, as he pointed out. You know, he did the monthly shot. Again, applying his own critical thinking, being the steward for his health, directing his physicians what he would do and what he was willing to do and what he was not willing to do. And this is critical, folks. This is critical. Because I'll tell you the truth. God forbid, and it's probably going to happen eventually, I'm 59 years old now, something happens to me, I want to make the decision that ultimately either helps me or hurts me. I don't want to go walking away from a situation where this doctor has just shortened my life. I am not going to turn that responsibility over to somebody else. If anybody's going to do that, I want to do it. And so it's, and again, this is what we need to be doing today. When you visit your doctor, you have to be prepared to say, Doc, you know, all respect and all deference to your education and knowledge, but I don't think you're right about this, and I would like a second opinion. And if they bristle, then you did the right thing for sure. If they go, hey, you know what? I respect that. I don't know everything, then that doctor may be someone you could use again.
Yeah, I'd like to just mention, too, that I think the change that's going to come in this space is going to come from the patients more so than from the top down. In other words, when enough people go to their doctor, like I did, and inquire about using a therapeutic ketogenic diet or using some of these other protocols as kind of either in conjunction with conventional treatment or during a period of time when you don't have to rush into conventional treatment and you can kind of adopt more of a wait-and-see attitude, if enough people kind of push it from the bottom up, I think you will see some change. But it's going to be a long time before you see any significant changes.
Well, look. Everybody's gotten the memo about fat not being evil anymore. Everybody's gotten the memo that too much sugar, too much starches actually is not good for you. Yet doctors continue to recommend low fat diets. And as long as a person's eating low fat, they could be eating pasta five times a day. Doctors are fine with that.
Yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And I think very telling in what you just said to your audience is to look at Tom Seyfried's book and look at who he dedicates it to. He said this book is dedicated to the millions of people who have suffered and died from toxic cancer therapies. So when you're watching a movie and they show a picture of the child kind of, in bed with no hair left, that's not the cancer that's causing that. That's the chemotherapy that's putting that person in that position. Now, I'm not saying chemotherapy doesn't have its place. I'm just saying it's like antibiotics.
I beg to differ. I don't think chemotherapy has a place in cancer treatment anymore, and I'll tell you why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, I made this statement on the show during an interview with an oncologist. We were talking about research that he was presenting, and it ended up becoming a meme. And I said to the good doctor that chemotherapy is like burning down the house to get rid of a stain on the carpet. And surely there are better methods, more targeted methods. Here's a perfect example of how chemotherapy can use properly. In the treatment of leukemia, they now have these machines that look like, what do they call those machines that they hook people up with that have kidney problems?
Dialysis.
They have these machines that look like dialysis machines that remove the blood. The blood passes through this machine of which it infuses chemo, removes the chemo, keeps the blood heated the whole time, and then the blood with the chemo removed is then infused back into the patient.
Yeah.
So the blood is exposed to the chemo outside the patient's body, but inside the patient's body there is no chemo. I think that's like I could go, oh, dude, that's a wonderful, wonderful therapy. I love that. But
that's right.
Injecting a person with poison, because the poison also kills the cancer, but kills everything else. More people die from kidney failure from cisplatin, heart failure from ionizing radiation of the left pectoral. I mean, I can go on and on. And no one cares about that.
I completely agree. There are clinics, most of them are outside the United States. I think there might be a few in the United States.
Germany is big. Germany is big for that. In fact,
they're using, insulin is in conjunction with chemotherapy. In other words, they put the patient on ultra-high doses of insulin to get their blood sugar down to an extremely low level so they can hardly function. And then they mix the chemotherapy with some sort of glucose. And then, so the cancer cells obviously suck it up. So they can use much lower doses. Now, I'm not in a position to speak on that. But
I had Dr. Robert Gorder on the show back in 2006 or 2007, and he got run out of UCLA. He was a professor at the UCLA School of Medicine,
mm-hmm.
And he stumbled onto some old research that showed a couple case studies where patients were brought into the hospital to receive their cancer therapy, but got a staph infection, got some kind of infection, raging, uncontrollable fever. So they had to treat that first. They treated the infection and then sent the patient home and then scheduled them to come back at a later date, months later, for their cancer therapy. And lo and behold, the tumor was gone. And we're talking about tumors the size of a fist. So it's not like, oh, it was a misdiagnosis. It was an artifact in the radiology process. No. These were tumors that were there. They were palpable. Now they were gone. So this started a group of physicians to start to look at what happens when the body raises its temperature to fight. off an infection, and what they discovered was that the immune system, in fact, the reason the body raises the temperature is because it speeds up enzymatic processes. And when we talk about the immune system, we talk about the liver, we talk about the P450 cytochrome enzyme, we're talking about enzyme cascades that are designed to rid the body of metabolic waste, which quite frankly, a cancer cell is to the body if your immune system is working right.
That's correct.
So what Dr. Gorder discovered was that you could actually cure some cancers with hyperthermia therapy. And he built an iron lung looking thing at UCLA that basically had a bunch of heat lamps like they used to keep hamburgers warm at McDonald's. And he would put people in there and he would raise their core body temperature a couple degrees and then look at the cancers. And lo and behold, they were going away. He had to leave the United States because the Food and Drug Administration went after him. And now he when he left the United States, I had him on the show, he went to work at the Cologne Model Cancer Institute in Cologne, Germany. Today, that facility is called the Cologne Gorder Cancer Institute, because he has done such amazing work with two therapies, hyperthermia therapy and dendrite therapy, where he takes your dendrites out of your body, spins them. Like they do with PRP, plasma-rich protein. He spins them, concentrates them, and they inject them directly into a tumor. And 6 days later, the tumor is gone.
Yeah.
He can't do that here in the United States. First of all, if you go to be treated by him, it'll, aside from the actual stay in Germany and the airfare over, it'll cost you about $2,300 U.S. to be treated for cancer. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's sad. It's sad. But I find the bigger sadness is that people don't have access to the information they need so they can make the decision.
Yes.
To what it is they want to be doing. And so one of the reasons why I decided that starting this whole website was a good idea is because I spent so much time and effort trying to ferret this stuff out. Why not make it available for people so they can make their own decisions? I'm not going to advise anybody what they should be doing, but I am going to try to provide them with enough information so they can make an educated choice.
So I have to ask you another question. Are you married?
I am. I'm. My wife and I are separated
a few years now, but
we're still married.
Okay, so what are you doing to ensure a healthy prostate now that we know that orgasms lead to, and quite frankly, that one study showed that men who had 22 orgasms a month, which is roughly Monday through Friday,
right.
they were completely protected against prostate cancer, had no occurrences of prostate cancer.
Yeah, I don't know how graphic we can get on your show.
As long as we don't curse, it's an adult friendly show. But as long as we don't curse, we're fine.
Okay, my circulatory system is very healthy, and my urologist said, "Do you want me to prescribe you some drugs, Viagra type drugs, to help you, get through this low testosterone process?" I had no trouble getting an erection, and I did not have any ejaculate though at all. None.
Yeah,
just none. I mean, it was kind of sad. So I'm still waiting for that, my prostate to start functioning again, so it produces some semen.
Right, right.
But as of, and of course, I haven't had sex in a couple of weeks, so who knows?
You got it.
Maybe
look,
next
you
call
gotta,
we can
you,
talk about that. But I do think getting into a more healthy relationship, sexual relationship, or being able to at least have an orgasm on a consistent basis and keep that. It's like exercising a muscle. I think you're absolutely right.
This is so important. And you know what? Unfortunately, we're so puritanical here in the United States. We're so uncomfortable talking about anything related to sex or our bodies. And it's like, as soon as you start talking about ejaculation and orgasm, it becomes, oh my God, it's like, look, that's part of the evolutionary gift that we have. If you don't use it, you will get sick. And
okay.
So you have to find ways to achieve orgasm. That's it. And you know what? Quite frankly, if you're in a situation where you had a treatment and there isn't much ejaculate, who cares? I mean, the girl, as long as you have that orgasm, as long as that prostate goes through the motion of what it is supposed to do from an evolutionary position, you're going to keep your prostate healthy. And if you have to tell your wife, look, you want me to get prostate cancer? Like, help me out here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's none. And in fact, going back full circle to what we started talking about earlier, Wilhelm Reich was a big, he said that the orgasm itself is a big kind of indicator of health for the overall body itself. In other words, a lot of health conditions come from kind of sexual dysfunction.
I agree.
And Nikola Tesla had the same theory too, by the way. People may not know that.
Who did?
Nikola Tesla.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a similar theory, too.
I believe that active sex life is like sunlight.
Yeah.
You know, we evolved under the conditions of having active sex lives. It wasn't until social and religious constructs that sex became this dirty thing. And quite frankly, the more sex you're having, the healthier you're going to be. Look at Bernard McFadden. He was 82 years old. He was avid, outspoken about having sex at 82 years old. It was the guy who started physical culture in the United States.
Yeah.
No, it's great. So plug your website and your Facebook page one more time.
Yes. The website is www.questtocurecancer.com. And my social medias are all going to be under @questtocure.
Okay. And good stuff. And it was great meeting you, Eric.
Likewise. And thank you again for turning me on to your show. I think it's
great. Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
All right. So that's all we have for today. It's been a great show. Hopefully you'll pass this around to other men that you know, because there's a lot of important things discussed here. Prostate cancer is at an all-time high. And it's something that's completely avoidable, quite frankly. Really avoidable. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.